So, and I think now the solution that you did there for your organization, was that kind of homegrown? Like, how did you build that system and start
Do you know, it's a
collecting?
good question because it is homegrown.
Yeah.
And when I started leading the team, we had kind of the traditional measurement and
Yeah.
evaluation folks. And they did all the traditional level one, level two, maybe kind of sort of dabble in a level three, not so much. And the level ones and twos were on steroids. They were just insanely, complex.
Yeah.
And but we still didn't know, are people able to apply it on the job within
Right.
the real world?
Right.
It was sort of like, from the ivory tower, we're in a college classroom
Right.
telling you how to design
And
these
this is an
things,
interesting study.
which isn't real world. And I was
No.
like, look, we talked about leading indicators earlier today. For me,
Right.
a level one and a level two, they're just leading indicators. They're not all of the leading indicators, but they give you some sense of, is this going well? Is the probability of success higher or lower? If somebody on their level two exam, hits the benchmark, that's good. That means they were able to retain what you taught them. Can they apply it? Who
Right.
knows?
Right,
I have no
exactly.
idea.
Right.
Can
Right.
they apply it within the day-to-day emotional roller coasters that
And
happen in a call center
priorities
and
and
everything's
yeah.
coming at you at once? We don't know that yet.
Right.
So it's a good data point
Right.
that gives us some sense of where it's going, but we can't judge everything on that alone.
Right.
So what we said was, don't create our own data. We
Right.
don't need to go create our own data sets. And in fact, our business is going to respond more if we take their data.
Yes.
And by the way, that already exists.
Yes.
We just have to get access to it.
Yes.
And we have to make sure we know how to manipulate the data within the system, but it's not crazy complicated. It's Tableau and it's
Yes.
systems
Yeah.
that we have skill sets for.
Right.
And so that's what we took in.
Yep.
And we used very similar, we measured them on the same measures that they would be measured on the job. Instead of trying to sell them on new measurements,
Right.
let's relate it to the measurements that are already important to them. And
Yes.
so on the survey, I said 1 to 2 years. We're probably about 2 years in on this.
Yeah.
We established our proficiency measure, which didn't exist. And now it's being applied across our global network of call centers.
That's amazing.
And now we have kind of these checkpoints, right?
Right.
Like, where should people be?
Right.
And when do you keep people back?
Right.
Because they just need a little more. And we've seen those success stories. The
Right.
first times it was sort of like, oh man, I don't know. Like, let's coach them more and let's keep them longer, but I'm kind of nervous. They actually performed beautifully.
Yeah.
And so it proved the case. So I think that's an example of the kind of, the look back, would you say, but also using real-time data.
Yeah.